Hey, guys.
Ira Glass, host of This American Life.
As I live and breathe.
So, Ira, what are you doing here?
Well, are you guys going to cover, like, the thing that nobody talks about in this whole debate over defunding public radio, or at least nobody in public radio talks about it, which is...
The elephant in the room?
Yes. All the conversations about defunding public radio, if you look at the lobbying effort that public radio and public TV have mounted... They had this campaign called 170 million, and there's a website, and it's all about how 170 million Americans each month listen to public radio or watch public TV, and we're all on this together, and that includes a lot of conservatives. And I feel like it completely sidesteps the actual substance of the main attack on public radio, and that is the attack that we have a left-wing liberal bias. Can I play you guys a clip?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Bill O'Reilly from Fox News, which is the source of most of this.
NPR has now devolved into a totalitarian outfit functioning as an arm of the far left. There's no question about that.
That's funny. That same video clip was played at our conference call this morning with Kim Jong-il when he gave us our marching orders.
Okay, so Ira, what's your beef then, really? Is it that public radio itself is not willing to take this on? Because about 25 years ago, I was asked to do a piece, is NPR biased to the left? And I couldn't find a metric to apply to the question in order to answer it.
I don't know the methodology somebody would use, but I feel like public radio should address this directly, because I think anybody who listens to our stations understands that what they're hearing is mainstream media reporting. We have nothing to fear from a discussion of what is the news coverage we're doing. As somebody who works in public radio, it is killing me that people on the right are going around trying to basically rebrand us, saying that it's biased news, it's left-wing news, when I feel like anybody who listens to the shows knows that it's not, and we are not fighting back. We're not saying anything back. I find it completely annoying, and I don't understand it.
Okay, so this gets back to not only Brooke's problem finding a metric to report on this story, but it's especially difficult when you and I both know that if you were to somehow poll the political orientation of everybody in the NPR news organization and at all of the member stations, you would find an overwhelmingly progressive, liberal crowd, not uniformly, but overwhelmingly.
Journalism in general, reporters tend to be Democrats and tend to be more liberal than the public as a whole. Sure. But that doesn't change what is going out over the air. And I feel like, well, let's measure the product. And you're saying, what's the metric that we can measure the product on? I would say, go through, you know, this morning's morning edition and find me even a sentence that smells like political bias to you. Like find one. And, you know, the problem with this, can I just keep talking or do you need
to
get questions
in here?
Sure. No, go ahead. Okay. So I've actually talked to the people who run that lobbying campaign for public radio and asked, like, how come we're not defending our brand? How come we're not arguing on the question of left-wing bias? And they say, well, as a political fight, it's a really hard one because you can get into this kind of he said, she said, where if the other side can find one crazy example, it becomes very hard to argue. So they're like, let's stay away from that when we're lobbying Congress. But at the same time, there's a sense, and I've talked to some people at NPR and at our distributor, PRI, where there's a sense of like, we need to, when this political fight is done, we need to actually go out and reassert, here's who we are with the audience. And in fact, Vivian Schiller, president of NPR, who quit this week, on Monday, she gave a speech at the National Press Club, which was an opening salvo in that, where she basically made a speech saying, like, we are mainstream media. This is not left-wing media. I just think that that is not enough of the messaging. And I don't even exactly know if I'm using the word messaging right here. But
okay, Ira, what do you want us to do?
Well, on the media, you are the perfect vehicle for this. You were made for this purpose, to measure the political bias of public radio. It needs to be done. You are the only ones. You are the ones best positioned of everyone in the country, in the public radio system, in the world, to do this mission, and I hand it to you. It's an urgent mission, and it needs to be done and done beautifully.
What if the answer is yes, NPR has a left-wing bias?
It's not going to be yes.
What if the answer is it doesn't have a left-wing bias? Is that going to change anyone's mind?
Well, there are certain people you're never going to change their mind, and there are certain people who are capitalizing for political gain on the thought that it's a biased network. But the fact is that I think there's a persuadable group of people who are ready to hear that message, if you could come up with the proof.
Yeah, one more thing, though. And this is one of those genie back in the bottle things. No matter what methodology you choose and no matter what the results are, for now and forever, people can point to Ron Schiller in the Sting tape running his mouth and confirming all of the most sinister thoughts anybody in the Republican Party has ever had.
The thing that I would note is that Ron Schiller was not saying it on our air. He's not a reporter, and you would never hear anything like that from any of our reporters. How do you counter that? With the truth, baby, with the truth. That's all we got. Listen to what we're doing on the air and measure it. Call it impractical. Call it idealistic. But I have to believe if we get out there with the truth, that weapon is a real weapon and actually means something.
Ira?
Yes?
That's impractical, unrealistic, and naive.
But you'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, folks, tune in next week to hear how we pick up the gauntlet thrown down by Ira Glass.